Thank you for calling Bank of Carter. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach. This is Don with American Parasports. I just wanted to make sure, my friend, you just received that document I sent to you.
I did, my friend, and I'm just getting ready to resubmit to credit. I talked with my manager as well, and he's like, that's a great idea. So we're going to see what we can make available for you, and I think we should have some feedback for you Monday.
That'll be great, my friend. Listen, I do appreciate it, and you have a good weekend.
Absolutely. You too. I guess hopefully maybe you can watch a little bit of that Tennessee Titan football game.
Yeah, that's the only ones I do watch is the Titans. Our bunch down here are not big Vol fans. We're all Titan fans.
Gotcha. Yeah, you guys are, I think you're in San Diego this weekend playing the Chargers, right?
Yep. You won't believe it. When they first come, when the boys up there in Nashville bought that team, mm-hmm. it used to be, of course, the Houston Oilers
years ago. Yeah.
And then they come in as the Oilers up here, and they change a name. They changed them a couple of times, and they actually went to the Super Bowl, and they won the Super Bowl one time.
Yep, I remember. But yeah, I'm a big Charger fan, so that's why I was curious if you'd be watching the game this weekend.
I probably will be working, trying to still tweak and be with all of them up here to get this system back up, because when that thing crashed, it really set us back, and we're just now trying to dig out from underneath it, and we're getting ready for the premium season, because that's coming.
Right.
And our biggest season is going to be over the next 6 weeks, will be the biggest of the entire year normally. And right now, everything is it's still moving on, but it's still not like it should be, and it won't be until after the election. After Tuesday, depending on the outcome of it, is when I believe that everyone's, for its business nationwide, will do a dramatic change.
Yes. It's funny that you mentioned that. I've spoken over the past year, spoken with so many business owners that kind of put things on hold just to see what the outcome is going to be, and you know, which way business is going to swing depending on who gets in.
That's going to make a big difference. Like I say, and our group scattered. We're scattered all the way out to California. Believe it or not, there's 52 of us.
Oh, wow.
That's involved with our parent company, the manufacturing. And see, Zach, that's what we've been wanting to get into for the last, ever since 2001. But there has not been an administration, Republican nor Democrat, that has been enticing, encouraging, supporting any manufacturing on U.S. soil. All of it has been proposed to do, you know, to go abroad, start out in Mexico and then end up in China. That's what all, and
yep.
I mean, you can follow any manufacturer. I don't care what industry they may be in, from electronics to paper, and they'll all tell you the same thing. And you could not tell the difference in the administration from one to another. It didn't matter what party they were. And I think this time we've been lobbying to try to get the EPA either restructured or dismantle them completely because of the fact what they're doing to the United States. You can't manufacture. You can't, to meet the criteria that the EPA has passed down, is so stringent and so expensive to get the equipment and use the components to meet that.
They did all that on purpose, right?
Yeah, they did. So, because, see, they can line their pockets. The corrupt politicians can line them pockets when they're coming from abroad, but they can't if it's on U.S. soil.
Right.
And that's why all of us from Colorado all the way across, California included, you'd be amazed. And we're going to be very, very, very surprised if the election comes out differently than what all of us are suspecting it will. And because this year is kind of, this election's kind of been a big toss-up. There is as many Democrats voting Republican and Republican voting Democrats that I've ever seen in my life. They're switching back and forth.
Yeah. And you see it every day, and it's a growing number. It's a growing number. You know, as more of this stuff comes out about how corrupt the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton is, you're seeing all kinds of people come out of the woodwork that you would have never thought would support a Republican or you know, all on board now. It's actually,
oh yeah, that's what it is in our state here. Our ex-governor, that he's a Democrat, he is a Trump supporter, but this is what's so crazy, Zach, our present governor, he's a Republican, he's supporting Hillary, but you got to keep in mind he's got his hands dirty in all these Flying J truck stops that him and his family owns. They're very, very, very wealthy. They own
it
all across this country, and they've got so many charges on them now. His family does, which he owns part of. It's kind of like, you know, they lie together, and he, of course, he knows the Clintons very well himself too. And so that's why, like I say, it's you cannot tell the difference anymore. Corruption's corruption. It doesn't go by party. It's
no.
You know, it's just
dirt. Across all it's across all party lines.
It does. That's exactly right. You know, there's no loyalty among thieves. No
yeah.
morals amongst thieves.
Nope.
And the Clintons we know all too well. And if you look, you talk to a lot of people too nationwide,
mm-hmm.
and I have yet to find anyone in any state now, any state, that is a hard-nosed Hillary supporter. And like the guys told me down in Florida, from Miami all the way up to Tallahassee, they said, Mr. Don, we cannot find Hillary signs anywhere.
You got to come to California then.
Ugh. Oh, I guarantee. I know, because see, I've got some warehouses out there in California, City of Industry in Ontario.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, you will be amazed how many people now are turning. Of course, that's all up until Governor Schwarzenegger, that state was always, and of course, his wife was a Democrat and he was Republican.
Right.
And but you know, it's always been deemed a Democratic state, but now it may be a little surprise. And I still believe Hillary will win the state of California, but. You'd be surprised of how many votes Trump will get out of California, I do believe, because a lot of Hollywood now is turning.
Yes.
And, you know, so, because the one thing, you can absolutely despise him, the ground he walks on. That's not the issue now. We know what she's capable of, all of us do.
Yes.
You know, so you know you got a slam dunk that you're going to be in the same corruption is going to still be going on if she gets in office. So what better, you know, it's worth taking a chance on somebody you don't know that well, which I do know him, but that you don't know that well, than it is to take somebody that's got so much corruption, him, her, and her Bill and the whole family has for eons, 40 years of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just look at what was expected in the 80 election. You know, didn't they think Mondale was going to walk away with it, and Reagan ended up winning in a landslide.
Okay, exactly. Well, so that's what I give everybody. Everybody says, you know, because Reagan, my opinion, just my personal opinion, Ronald Reagan was the last real president the United States has ever had.
Absolutely, I couldn't
agree
more.
And that's
more.
My opinion. And he said what he meant. He meant what he said. And if you remember old Gorbachev over there, which was ahead of Russia at that time.
Oh yeah.
When Reagan spoke, Gorbachev listened, and those two were actually became friends. But
mm-hmm.
Gorbachev respected him. And,
yeah.
You know, there's never been one since then. And he was a movie star, big movie star at that. But he didn't play any games. But since then, that's all it has been.
And he wasn't a globalist puppet either, and that's why they were trying to, and I think that's why they asked. Essentially, what I had read is Bush was part of the assassination attempt on him because he wanted the power. And,
oh, yeah, I've said that. I've said that all the way through. You're talking about George H., George W., are there $2 brother down here in Florida? I wouldn't turn around for the difference in the three of them. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Those are just, they're Republicans. Look, George H. and Bill are best friends. They work in Baptist together.
Yeah, you never think it. You never, because that the way they portray it is, you know, they're, you know, bumping heads and they hate each other one's Democrat, one's Republican. You know,
but if you go back a year or so ago, you'll see where they worked on different projects together. George H. and Bill did, and then
they vacation together, I think.
Yeah, they did, and see now they won't. They saying they're not, but you know who the Bushes are in are supporting? Hillary.
Yeah.
All of them are. I mean, this is they. But look, when they was in office, they weren't worth a damn. Excuse my French. When he was in office, neither one of them was.
No.
George H. was selling guns down here in Florida to the very people in Desert Storm that we were fighting. He was selling guns to them. This is no joke. Then you got George W. down there, and all he was, Dick Cheney was the one that ran it, and Cheney got wealthy over there and building it back up, you know, and rebuilding what we were bombing.
That's through Halliburton.
Yeah, that's right. And so, I mean, really, like I say, you know, that's where, now, at one time, Reagan was Democrat that spun over Republican, but he would tell you, if you talked to him, the different ones he didn't believe. He had to have a party. He had to go underneath the party, of course, but he believed it was for the people. Put the parties to the side. If a man is corrupt, he's corrupt. It doesn't matter what party he's under, he's still corrupt.
Exactly.
And, you know, and so that's where I think we're at right now. And Hillary, and of course, they're going to tie this back to Barack. I guarantee mm-hmm. they're going to, because if you go, they're not talking about it. Why? I don't even know Trump, why he's not. The Benghazi ordeal, why did they sacrifice those guys over there and leave them there knowing months in advance that they were going to be, that they were going to die if you left them there? They knew it. They had all hundreds of emails that they were requesting for help, and they'd done shut down other consulates all over,
right.
and they left them there. Those guys, it'll one day come out, those guys knew
yeah.
something that they did not want revealed back here on U.S. soil. I guarantee
exactly. They were trying to tie up loose ends by just having them be eliminated.
Right, and that was the easiest way to do it. Just let them sit there and be slaughtered like they did. And when she made the statement, so we got four dead Americans. So what do you want to do? I mean, that's what she said, and I thought, you cold-hearted bitch.
Exactly.
You know, these people, you know, were defending, was over there to help to keep peace and help to, you know, this country, and you've got no remorse. But she doesn't now. Hillary has no remorse. And Barack, you know, he's in the same boat. He's, and Hillary's trying to follow suit and carry out where Barack left off.
Yep, yep. Hey, Don, I hate to cut it short, but I got to take off here. They're making me take a lunch break.
All right, well, listen, my friend, it's been a pleasure, and like I say, I just wanted to make sure you got it.
Yeah, I just submitted, so I'll reach out to you Monday and give you an update as soon as I hear something from underwriting, okay?
That'll be great. I do appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You as well, my friend. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.